This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The Reserve Bank of India today decided to keep the policy rate unchanged for the ninth time in a row. The rate increase cycle was paused in April last year after six consecutive rate hikes aggregating to 250 basis points since May 2022. Announcing the third bi-monthly monetary policy for the current financial year, RBI Governor Shaktikant Das said the Monetary Policy Committee has decided to keep the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%.
Resilient and steady growth in GDP enables monetary policy to focus unambiguously on inflation. It must continue to be disinflationary and resolute in its commitment to aligning inflation to the target of 4% on a durable basis. Accordingly, the Monetary Policy Committee decided to keep the policy repo rate unchanged at 6.5% in this meeting.
The Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 is scheduled to be introduced in the Lok Sabha today. Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju will move the bill to further amend the Waqf Act 1995. The bill seeks to address issues related to the powers and functioning of the state Waqf boards, as well as registration and survey of the Waqf properties. Meanwhile, Congress MP Pramod Tiwari said the government should speak to the institutions of those who are directly affected by the bill. He said the centre should have called an all-party meeting and taken suggestions from opposition over the legislation. On the other hand, BJP has asserted that the legislation has been brought to provide justice to the minorities who have been harassed, as there were several complaints of poor minorities that their properties were taken by the Waqf boards. Talking to media outside the parliament, party MP Sanjay Jaiswal alleged that Congress had allowed to harass poor minorities through Waqf Board Act. The members of parliament from opposition parties today protested outside the parliament over the price rise of onions and potatoes. The MPs also demanded to provide legal guarantee of MSP to the farmers for their produce. Shiv Sena MP Priyanka Chaturvedi and MP Trinamool Congress MP Derek O'Brien were among others who took part in the protest. President Draupadi Murmu has said that education is a medium of social transformation and nation building. Addressing the New Zealand International Education Conference at Takina Wellington Convention Centre in Wellington today, the President said Government of India has taken several steps to improve the quality of education in the country. Draupadi Murmu, who is on a two-day state visit to New Zealand, reached the capital Wellington early this morning. She was accorded the ceremonial welcome and Royal Guard of Honour at the Government House. In Bangladesh, the interim government headed by Nobel laureate Professor Muhammad Yunus will take oath tonight. Army Chief General Waqaruzzaman said this yesterday in a media address. General Waqar hoped that the situation in the country will be normal within 3 to 4 days. He said those who were involved in the crimes committed over the past few days will not be spared and legal action would be taken against them. Meanwhile, Army has requested the people to contact the nearest Army camp if anyone faces any sabotage activities, violence and death threats. Director General of BSF, Daljeet Singh Chaudhary, reviewed the security and operational preparedness along the 856-kilometre long Indo-Bangla international border in Tripura. Amidst the ongoing turmoil in Bangladesh, he chaired a meeting with the high officials of the BSF at the frontier headquarters at Salbagan in Agartala yesterday. In United Kingdom, thousands of anti-racism protesters took to the streets across the country to counter far-right demonstrations after days of unrest following Southport stabbing. A large number of anti-racist protesters swarmed streets in cities and towns like London, Bristol, Brighton, Birmingham, Liverpool, Hastings and Walthamstow. Britain and Egypt have asked their airlines to avoid Iranian and Lebanese airspace amid growing fears of a possible broader conflict in the region after the killing of senior members of militant groups Hamas and Hezbollah. Britain's advisory to its airlines to avoid Lebanon's airspace came hours after Egypt instructed all its airlines to avoid Iran's airspace early this morning. Former West Bengal Chief Minister Buddhadev Bhattacharya passed away in Kolkata at the age of 80 today. He was suffering from various ailments. And that is the end of this news bulletin.